been a spark plug for Utah Tech since he's been inserted in the starting lineup. Also starting will be number 25, Mark Santiago, and Santiago can hit that long jump shot. And let's see if we can pick up the fifth starter for the Wolverines. Dixie versus Utah Tech. 2-1. Dixie has the advantage. They won in the Colonel's tip-off championship. They won in the first matchup between these two ball clubs, but Utah Tech won big at Orem. Dixie won very big here. Utah Tech won very big up there. And Lane Riggs, who has a 20-point effort against Dixie already this year. For Dixie, the usual starting lineups: Todd Reed, Clint Rossum at the guard, Josh Bergen, Todd Crow, and Byron Vitoy. The tap controls on a second tap, finally brought down by Alan Andrus. So Utah Tech gets the opening tap. Dixie will go into what looks to be a 2-3 zone, force the outside shooting. Utah Tech, a good outside shooting ball club, especially Mark Santiago. Into the corner, it goes to Lane Riggs, back out in front of Santiago at the angle. Santiago has received his mission call to Puerto Rico, and so he'll be going on an LDS Church mission. Shot up no good by Santiago. Foul on the rebound will go to Jim Wagstaff. And, Ron, that was a case of Wagstaff a step too late.
Yeah, he was there just a little bit too late, came over his back, and actually, I didn't think that was going to be a call, so the refs say they're going to call it tight all the way.
Last night, we had an unusual thing with a Utah official and a Nevada official. Tonight, we're back to two Nevada officials, Jim Holcomb and Chuck Minker. Into the corner, it goes to Clint Rossum, out in front to Todd Reed. No score yet in the ballgame. Reed looks for help to the baseline. It goes to Rossum. Utah Tech will stay in that what looks to be almost a 3-2 zone. They drop back into a 2-3 zone. Long set shot by Reed. No good. Rebound tapped by Rossum. Missed. Saved by Reed to Rossum for 2. Clint Rossum on the layup. And once again, Ron, great body control.
Right. Excellent hustle by Todd Reed, because he shot it. He followed in. Nobody blocked him out. And he saved it out of bounds and hit Rossum right into the hoop.
What's at stake tonight is the host position in the region championships. Utah Tech can cinch that with a victory. Dixie can cinch it with a victory. If Dixie comes up with a victory, that gives Snow new life. At the angle, Lane Riggs goes around Josh Bergen. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound tapped around. Brought down by Vitoy. Vitoy to Todd Reed. Lead pass comes to Josh Bergen on the fast break. Leaves it for Rossum. Loses it off his hip out of bounds. Bergen just a little too far under the basket, and Rossum couldn't save it.
Right. Josh again, that was the greatest of hands. But that was a tough pass to handle. That was a long, deep baseball pass, and he just couldn't quite catch up with it.
One of the keys that both coaches mentioned, rebounding, and so far Dixie having the advantage. The shot, actually an alley-oop pass, was deflected off the backboard into the hands of a Wolverine ball player. Pass into the corner to Lane Riggs, and that may be a sign of something happening, Ron. A little bit of slippery fingers out of bounds.
Yeah, Tech, well, first of all, Dixie's starting out of zone, which is a surprise to both of us, and Tech just being a little bit uncertain what the hell they want to attack it right now.
Dixie has used the zone effectively in the second half of the season on a changeup after beginning with a man-to-man. Long set shot by Toy. Too long. Rebound brought down by Wagstaff. Still a 2-0 ball game. We're almost two minutes into the game. Santiago at the angle. It goes to Riggs. Back out in front of Santiago. Back to Lane Riggs. Riggs against Vitoy. Dixie into a 2-3 zone matchup. Alley-oop goes underneath. Shot up and good by Cam Jarman. And Cam Jarman ties it at 2. Jarman, one of the spark plugs for Utah Tech. Reed at the angle. Goes right to the baseline. Dixie had a slow start last night. Vitoy in the lane. Hooks it up with the right hand. Good. Byron Vitoy went hard to the basket. From the baseline into the middle of the lane.
Right, Vitoy's kind of a tricky player, and nothing exceptionally quick about him, but he makes a strong move and jumps well.
Shot up by Andrus, no good. Rebound off the fingertips of Bergen and picked up, it looks like, by Riggs. Lead pass comes to Rossum for 2. And Rossum on the fast break gets his second basket of the night. Make it 6-4, Dixie. 2-2. They stung him again.
Right, and that's the Tech's big concern. Stop that Dixie fast break.
Out in front, it comes to Lane Riggs, 20-footer. Riggs up and good, and Lane Riggs has his second basket of the night. 6-6 tied. Lead pass comes to Vitoy at the angle. Vitoy in the lane, forces the jump shot. Good! Vitoy with a hand in his face makes it 8-6.
Well, I was about to say that's not a real good shot, but he pulled up with confidence, and that's what you need to do this time of year. You pulled up, followed through, and don't worry about what the defense does.
16:48 left in half. Long jump shot no good by Utah Tech by Riggs. Rebound brought down by Rossum. Here comes Dixie on the fast break. 2-point lead by the Rebels. Rossum leaves it for Reed. Reed at the angle. Looks for help. Bounce pass underneath to Crow. Crow intended for a Bergen ball. Knocked away. Saved by Crow. A long the sidelines. Back out in front, it comes to Reed to Vitoy. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. To the baseline, Crow, 10-footer, shot short. Rebound brought down by Andrus. Outlet pass comes to Riggs, loses the dribble on the sidelines. Riggs and Vitoy. Couple of 44s. Last time we saw that matchup was McCovey and Aaron back in the 60s at baseball. 44 against 44, and Riggs turns the ball over. Maybe a little nervousness for the Wolverine.
Right, and again, both teams in the zone because I think Tech side, they got to stop Crow, and Dixie side, they got to stop Andrus.
Shot up by Vitoy on the bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Utah Tech. Dixie with a two-point lead. Santiago into the corner. It goes to Andrus. Out in front, it comes to Santiago. Andrus has not burned Dixie that much until the last ball game and did very well the last time out. At the point, it goes to Santiago. Right side, it goes to Wagstaff. Jump shot up and good. And Jim Wagstaff tied to it at 8. Utah Tech, a good perimeter shooting ball club. Not quite as big a crowd as we had last night, but still not a bad-sized crowd. Reed. At the point, goes to the right side to Andrus. Andrus plays it back to Reed. Reed, lob pass to the baseline to Crow. Crow makes a move, leans in with the right hand, forces the shot. They call the foul. Reach-in foul. I believe we'll go to Cam Jarman. Jarman with his first personal foul. Ron, you've played ball games when Jim Holcomb and Chuck Meeker worked before. What's the difference between Vegas officials and Utah officials? Have you discovered any?
Yeah, I think Vegas officials tend to let a little bit more go. Obviously, there's more black kids in Vegas, and black kids are quicker than Utah kids. They're just a little bit quicker.
Todd Crow gets the first free throw and breaks the tie. Dixie, so far, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and that's a plus for the Rebels, who have struggled a little bit from the charity stripe. Trying to get the second shot up. No good. So Dixie 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And make it a 9-to-8 lead. Dixie into a zone press. Lead pass comes to Andrus. Pulls up with a 15-footer. Banks, no good. Rebound, Bergen and Jarman. And as Jarman comes down, travels with the basketball. Utah Tech may be a little upset about that. Vince Miner a little concerned. As Dixie has the basketball. Has led by as much as 2. 9-8, Dixie with the one-point lead right now. Reed into the corner, it goes to Clint Rossum. Rossum has had a hot ICAC, has been the leading scorer for Dixie in conference play. Crow, turnaround, baseline jumper up, no good. Rebound over the head of Bergen, brought down by number 22 into the lineup, Willie Ferguson. Ferguson, 6'6 freshman. He's a young man that shot very well at Utah Tech and was the man who triggered the brawl down here in the Dixie game against Utah Tech in St. George last time. Shot underneath by Alan Andrus. On the bank shot, the pass from the corner into Andrus and went right to the basket and gives Utah Tech the one-point lead, 10-9. Reed to Josh Bergen. Bergen back out in front to Reed. Reed looks for help. Reed at the right side. It goes to Clint Rossum. Back out in front to Reed. Reed in the lane, running right-hander up. No good. Rebound Bergen all alone. Puts it in. The suspense shot hung on the rim and finally went down.
All right, great offensive rebound by Josh Bergen. Just gathered himself and put it back in.
Dixie by 1, 11-10. We saw this last night, only later in the first half, alternating of leads. At the baseline, the pass goes underneath to Andrus. His way up over the basket, rebound by Toy. Loses the pass, picked up by Jarman, who hooks it up and in. Jarman, as Vitoy missed the pass, just had a roll off his wrist. Gives Utah Tech a 12-11 lead with 13:58 left in the first half of play. Reed looks for help. Reed into the corner to Vitoy. Lob underneath and center for Crow, too big, right into the hands of Andrus. They're watching Crow very closely. Santiago into forecourt. Utah Tech trying to get the fast break going. No, it isn't there. Santiago out away from action. Goes at the angle to Jim Wagstaff. Jarman. Lob pass goes to Willie Ferguson. Lob cross court on the skip pass to Jim Wagstaff. Wagstaff looks for help. Gets it out in front. Long set shot. Santiago too long. Rebound off the hands of Jarman, and Jarman saw that one going out all the way. Craig Hopkins into the lineup for the first time. Scott Mabee into the lineup for the first time for Utah Tech. Maybe at 6'9", has been better off the bench than he has been starting, has had foul trouble starting.
Yeah, I think he might slow him down a little bit, and it gets in foul trouble because he's not real quick, but he's a good addition inside.
Pass underneath to Bergen, his turnaround, jump shot, no good. Maybe trying to draw the offensive foul, didn't get it. Rebound brought down by Utah Tech with a one-point lead, 12-11. Ferguson back to Santiago, trying to find Maybe underneath. Back out in front, it comes to Santiago. Bounce pass left side, it goes to Wagstaff, jump shot up, no good. Rebound, long rebound, comes to Ferguson, goes back to the basket and puts it in. Willie Ferguson, a freshman from Provo High School, gives Utah Tech a 14-11 lead. Lyndon DeYoung ready to come into the lineup. DeYoung has provided a lot of rebounding strength for Dixie off the bench. Rossum at the point. Long jump shot. Too long. Rebound comes out to Bergen. Ball stripped away. Bergen gets it back. Bergen, pass underneath to Vitoy, all alone for two. Bergen, good heads-up pass, and Vitoy has three baskets.
Josh had me worried. He was fumbling around, three people slapping the ball. He just picked it up and all of a sudden made a nice, beautiful pass to an all-alone Vitoy underneath.
14-13. Dixie trails by one. Utah Tech with the basketball. Ferguson, skip pass crossboard, goes to Jim Wagstaff. Wagstaff looks for help to Santiago. Lob to the point. To Cam Jarman down the lane, running right-hander. Good. And Cam Jarman, a freshman from Provo High School, teammate of Willie Ferguson, makes it a three-point lead, 16-13. Jarman with 3 points. Hopkins against that zone to Vitoy. Underneath it goes to Crow. Turnaround right-hander. No good. Tap by Bergen. Right down the lane. There's Josh Bergen.
It's always hard to rebound if you're a defensive team in a zone, and it leaves gaps and openings because you're not man-to-man defense. You don't block out your man. So Josh came right down the lane and made a nice tap.
Pass underneath intended for Jarman, stolen by Josh Bergen. Bergen with that quick hand to Clint Rossum. Baseline jump shot. Rossum in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by maybe. Is it saved? No, it's lost. Out of bounds by Utah Tech. Rossum, confident shooter, went 1-on-4 and took the shot.
Right. Clint, just a little tight right now. He had a good game last night. He'll just need to get one or two to get him going.
16-15. 1 point lead by Utah Tech. The young end of the lineup, Todd Crow, to sit down. Lob comes into the corner to Clint Rossum. Rossum looks for help. Clears the way out to the point to Hopkins. Pass underneath to Bergen. Too big and leaning in is maybe. That was the case, really, of Bergen being getting an awkward pass and maybe just being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Pass was over Josh's head, and as both players reached up, Josh has an arched back. He called a pushing foul on the defensive player, so maybe not a good call, but still there was a hack on Josh as he grabbed the ball.
Maybe with personal foul number one. That's a 13 foul on Utah Tech. Jump shot good. Craig Hopkins.
Lob dunk. Hopkins had the ball, looked one way, and caught
Rossum
coming back door off a screen for a dunk against the zone. Beautiful pass.
And Rossum with two, make it 17-16. Dixie out in front with 11-16. Last time out, let's take a 60-second break. Pass at the angle, stolen by Rossum. Rossum loses it, then picks it up, comes up on the dribble. Rossum into forecourt, right down the middle of the lane, pulls up, five-footer cut. Clint Rossum starting to get loose, Ross.
Yeah, that dunk got him excited. He pulled up again on one of those patented fast breaks. He stops and doesn't get a charge. He made a nice, soft three-foot jumper.
Riggs right to the baseline. Looks for help. Clears it out in front. To Corey Woodhouse into the lineup for the first time. To the high post. It goes to Andrus and Hopkins taking a swipe at the basketball. They may say across the wrist, but if you're going to count the foul, it has to be with the body. It looked like Hopkins bumped into him, took a swipe at the basketball.
Yeah, took a swipe and kind of jumped into him a little bit, so not really a hack, but seemed like something needed to be called. The ref was right on top of it.
19-16, three-point lead by Dixie. Widest margin for the Rebels, and Utah Tech with the basketball. Woodhouse at the angle that goes to Riggs, and that zone defense is bottling up the middle for Utah Tech. Andrus has not shot particularly well. John Buchert into the lineup, trying to... The pass underneath, and they call a foul on Buchert on the push. Buchert into the lineup, gets his first personal foul. Last night, Buchert had the hot hand, a total of 13 points in the first half.
Yeah, John played an excellent game, and, he just showed what he's capable of. If he just relaxes, sometimes he gets to the point where he gets down on himself. He's a streak shooter, needs to hit a few, but he doesn't need to do that.
Ferguson on the inbounds. Woodhouse went for the basketball high. Hopkins going back for the basketball. Picks up his second personal foul. Something Dixie doesn't need is foul trouble.
Right. That's not the way when you get your momentum going, that's the price you pay to take a few chances and to put some pressure on it. So they don't need any more fouls right now.
19-16. Woodhouse in the lane. Running right-hander. Shot up no good. And they'll call a blocking foul on Dixie. As bodies fly, Lyndon DeYoung ends up on the floor. And that's oftentimes the man who ends up with a personal foul. Jim Holcomb gives those signals so fast. Well, they called it on Vitoy. It's a little tough to tell who gets the foul.
You don't know who got the call on that one, but that's three fouls in less than 10 seconds. So, again, Dixie changed their defense, has some new personnel in there. They played a little aggressive man-to-man, started to take some chances with Hopkins, and it's overplaying, leaves lanes open, and people drive in. There's been some hacking there in the last few minutes.
Woodhouse, who wanted to come to Dixie, was recruited a little bit for Dixie, and then... did not make it. Two free throws. Cut the margin to one. 19-18. Dixie into forecourt. Todd Reed was sneaking back, trying to get that long baseball pass, but it didn't develop. At the point, it goes to Clint Rossum. Rossum into the corner. John Buchert. One step, takes the shot, hits it. John Buchert keeps the hot hand from last night.
You bet, and the crowd appreciates you. Look over the Dixie crowd. They know who was hitting last night, and they were really happy to see him get off to a good start.
21-18 with Dixie, a three-point lead, and 10-05 left in the first half of play. This one is for the host position in the region championship. So Woodhouse gets away, puts it up at the angle to Jarman. The shot on the floor on the rebound, finally picked up by Rotham. Lead pass comes to Buechert. Buechert against Ferguson for two. Ferguson, maybe wisely, took a swipe at the basketball and then pulled off to keep from getting the foul.
And right, and a good move by
Buechert.
By Buechert as he pulled the ball away from the defender, back over his shoulder, then laid it back in.
Riggs at the angle against Vitoy, and underneath it goes to Andrus. Triple team and a foul from behind, and Vitoy gets it. They had the basketball smothered, and Vitoy, the third man, got the foul.
Right, all three players actually touched the ball on that. Andrus went up tough inside. In fact, if one player would have gone up, it might have been a jump ball, but all three of them there, they kind of sandwiched him. There was no choice but to call a foul, even if it wasn't.
The crash to the basketball. Vitoy now has two personal fouls, and to take a breather, back into the lineup comes Todd Crow. That's one of the traits of this Dixie defensive team. They crash to the basketball.
Right. They've been really swarming against the ball, and you need to do that. And it's the time of year where you need to try different things. And if your man-to-man doesn't work, you need to go to the zone. And if you're going to be in a zone, you need to swarm to the ball because there leaves so many openings in the zone.
Andrus hits the first, misses the second. 3 points on the night for Andrus. Rebound to Reed, and his lead pass tapped away by Andrus coming the other way. Andrus back quickly on defense.
Right, and again, that's what I like to see Dixie do, is push the ball up the floor, maybe take a few chances there instead of on defense, because that's when they're most effective.
Inbounds comes to Linda DeYoung in the corner. Out in front it comes to Todd Reed. Reed had his career high last time out against Utah Tech. Shot out of the corner by Buechert. Reed found Buechert, and Buechert has three quick baskets. Here we go again.
And it looks nice. A great release again up high, and all he needs to do is hit a few, and he's on his way.
6 point lead by Dixie. Buechert on the sidelines, knocking the ball away, but intertwined the wrist, and Buechert almost getting a technical. A little upset about that one, has his second personal foul. You don't want to get the technical now.
You know, John has worked hard on his defense. He doesn't have excellent quick feet, and so he needs to get out there a step ahead of time to play the lane, and he just got him on the arm a little bit. I hate to see him come out because he's shooting so well.
Buechert out and Josh Bergen back in. So Bergen, DeYoung, and Crow. A little slower lineup for Dixie. Bigger lineup, though. A little more of a height advantage. Inbounds comes to Riggs, slicing down the lane. Somebody didn't pick up Riggs, and Riggs gets the easy two-pointer. 25-21, four-point lead by the Rebels. Reed looks for help, clears it out in front to Clint Rotham. Long jump shot up short, rebound, Crow, and the foul will go to Riggs, I believe, backing in. And Todd Crow picks up or draws the foul from Riggs. Riggs with his first personal foul. That's only the fourth team foul. Dixie doesn't have any more to give. They've given six.
No, that'll put them in 1-1 with 8 minutes left and a half. So let's keep an eye on that and hope they don't foul too many more times here.
8:58 left in the first half. Inbounds comes to Linda DeYoung at the angle to Clint Rotham. Rotham out in front. It goes to Todd Reed. Utah Tech, the best free throw shooting team in the league. Reed, alley-oop to Bergen, too big. Went for the alley-oop, and it was just a smidgen too big for Josh Bergen, thrown away. That was worth a gamble, but Dixie turns the ball over.
Yeah, it could have been. I still like the play where they set a pick and let Rotham shoot from the corner, but that's a good idea.
For Woodhouse at the angle. That goes to Ferguson. 22-footer. Good. Willie Ferguson. Good shooter. And Ferguson has his second basket. Cuts the margin to two. 25-23. Four unanswered points by Utah Tech. Utah Tech extending out that zone a little more. Bergen out in front to Reed. At the point it goes to Rotham. Rotham looks for help, trying to find somebody underneath. Rotham clears it to Lyndon DeYoung. DeYoung has a notion. Back to Rotham. To the baseline, it goes to Bergen. Bergen against Crow, back out in front to Rotham. Pass intended in deep for Crow, knocked away by Utah Tech, out of bounds. They're trying to bottle up Crow.
Right, they're following Crow around, and that's good movement by the defense. There's plenty of time. They don't need to rush. There's still 24 seconds left, so they need to swing the ball around, create those openings.
Reed inbounds, looks for help, goes to DeYoung out at the top of the key. DeYoung looks for somebody underneath to Rotham, back to Reed. Reed steps up, cut off, back to DeYoung. Gets away, loses the basketball, almost has a double dribble. They say, no, it was touched by Utah Tech. It's Chuck Minker right there.
Yeah, that was great. Lyndon DeYoung is open, and he doesn't call for the ball. And, they hit him in the ball, and he didn't expect it. I think he did double dribble, but we got a hoop there.
DeYoung with the basketball. With the 2 points that time. Ferguson with the basketball for Utah Tech to the baseline to Andrus. Turn around, right-hander, no good. And on the rebound, is it Bergen or Riggs? Riggs and Bergen both going for the rebound, and Riggs is going to complain now. And Riggs now has his second personal foul, and I think Vince Miner is going to complain a little bit. Is suddenly Utah Tech getting fouls?
Right, they're going to let them know they can't afford to go down big at halftime here because they don't have that explosive in attack. They don't have a fast break like Dixie does, so they can't get too far behind this game. They need to keep Dixie's momentum in check.
27-23, Dixie by four, 7:30 left in the half. Clint Rossum with the basketball. Back in is John Buechert. Rossum, free throw line, dumps it off to Buechert at the baseline. Turn around, fall away right-hander, blocked by Andrus. Into the hands of Ferguson. Good play by Andrus defensively to Santiago. Back into the lineup, back to Andrus at the baseline. Whirls right-handed up, no good. Rebound brought down by Rossum. Clint with the basketball. Rossum, lead pass, bullet pass to Buechert. Left alone at 18, shot good. Rossum with the assist, Buechert with the basket.
Boy, you think on a night when you see a guy who's shooting with such confidence and he's not missing, you got to get right on him. And they stopped the fast break on the side, and then they left him alone for just a second. And that's long enough for John to go in and stick that good jumper in.
29-23, six-point lead. Inbounds pass stolen by Reed to Clint Rossum. Two on three. Rossum takes the shot and hits it. Reed, Light Fingers Louie out of a Damon Runyon novel, just picked that one clean, and Utah Tech didn't know they'd lost it. Mark Santiago into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Dixie by 8 points. Reed against Santiago. Santiago trying to find somebody. Clears it out in front to Wagstaff back in. In deep it goes to Jarman. Jarman, did they call a foul on Buechert? Tough call. Buechert looked like he got hooked.
Right, way early of a call. He was being hooked. He was standing straight up, and, there's no foul on standing straight up when your man's going around. You're not great defense, but he didn't foul him. I don't see where the call came unless, he nudged him a little bit. But he went around him pretty clean and was about to go for a layup, and they'd already called a foul.
Jarman to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Dixie, Utah Tech can give one more foul. Shot up by Jarman. Good. Cam Jarman, outstanding free throw shooter. Maybe the best on the team as far as the free throw percentage. Jarman shooting 81%, Ferguson shooting 80. Jarman one of the best in the league. Second shot up, soft and good. And Jarman has 8 points here in the first half. Foul number three for Buechert, and Buechert is going to sit down for a while. No foul trouble last night until late in the game for anybody, and that made a big difference. 6:30 left in the game. Reed into the corner goes to Vitoy. Back into the lineup, double team at the baseline, gets it back to Reed. Reed back to Vitoy. Baseline, one bounce dribble, puts the shot up short, and there's a foul. Who gets it? Is it on maybe, or is it on Wagstaff? Vitoy drifting to the right, got the foul on maybe.
Right, and that's the same ref who down the other end called the foul on Buechert for standing straight up. And that time it looked like maybe it was just standing straight up as Vitoy makes his baseline penetration, goes up for a shot, and he gets pushed.
Byron Vitoy to go to the free throw line. Vitoy in a negative string right now. For the first time this year that I recall, he's missed four straight free throws. Byron, outstanding football player in high school, at least at Carbon High School, too. Shot up and good. And Vitoy gets point number seven on the night. That ends a negative free throw shooting streak for Byron Vitoy. 32-25, 7 point lead by the Rebels. Vitoy, second shot up and good. Vitoy with a total of 8 points on the night. And it's out of bounds to Utah Tech. Dixie with the 8 point lead. Ferguson, Wagstaff, Santiago, maybe, and Jarman. Utah Tech substituting freely. Dixie back into the 2-3 zone. Santiago into the middle to maybe at the baseline. It goes to Wagstaff. Shot blocked by Bergen, taken out of the air by Crow. Lead pass comes to Hopkins back into the lineup. Almost carries the ball. Hopkins in and Reed out. Hopkins looks for help. Goes to the sidelines to Rossum. Back out to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins looks for help. Out in front it goes to Rossum. Back to Hopkins. Hopkins head fakes. Takes the 18-footer and hits it. Craig Hopkins. When he's left with that shot, will hit it, especially under pressure. Timeout, Utah Tech, 5:44 left in a half, 35-25. Dixie back in 60. Carries the ball and lays it up and in. Hopkins.
Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful. Isaiah Thomas around the back for the layup, and no call as he ran into a man at the end. So beautiful move, and he gets away with it.
Pass underneath goes to number 32, Cam Jarman, hooks it up, and there is a foul, and it may be on Vitoy. If it's on Vitoy, that's number three, Bergen, into the lineup. Out comes maybe, and maybe a little frustrated coming to the sidelines, wondering what he can do. Alan Andrus into the lineup. So Vitoy and Buechert, who had the hot hands last night and have 16 points between them tonight, both with three personal fouls, and Josh Bergen back into the lineup. That could be key.
Yeah, that could be, but I think if they're just playing the play smart and keep pushing the ball, do what Dixie does best, it won't matter who's in there.
Jarman misses the front end of the 1-1, and that's a surprise for Utah Tech. 37-25, Dixie by 12 with 5:01 left and a half. At the angle, it goes to Rossum. Out in front to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins, backdoor pass goes to Rossum. Jump shot, good. 10-footer by Clint Rossum, and he has 12.
Yeah, I don't think Tech can stay in that zone much longer. They're going to have to come out and pick up people and make some things happen.
Dixie by 14. Alley-oop goes to Charman, who gets it on the second shot. Missed the first one, put it up and in again. And put on the second shot, put it up and in, and DeYoung gets the personal foul. Good play by Cam Jarman, and Jarman really has made a difference in this Utah Tech team.
Right, because he's a smart player, and all he has the physical tools. He plays very smart. He plays within his limits. And on that one, you know, it's a surprise to see him lobbing inside to him, but he plays with his body so well that he makes room for himself. He gets good position when he spreads his arms and legs out, and he goes up for the lobs, and he can play almost any position, actually.
Shot up and good on the three-point play by Charman. Now 3-for-4 from the free throw line and a total of 11 points. Dixie with the 11-point lead, 39-28. 3-2 zone by Utah Tech now as Riggs is into the lineup. Hopkins looking against that zone, steps up, doesn't take the shot. To Rossum at the point. Dixie being patient. Rossum to the corner. It goes to Crow. Back out in front. It comes to Rossum. Rossum looking for the screen, doesn't get it. Rossum trying to get some movement on the offense to Hopkins. Hopkins makes the move. Jump pass underneath to Crow. Crow bounce pass to DeYoung at the baseline. 17 seconds left on the shot clock, but Dixie taking their time, being patient. Rossum at the angle. It goes to Hopkins. Drives at the baseline. 10-footer short. Rebound. Crow. Crow has the ball stripped away. Went back to the basket, but didn't have the basketball as Andrus had the quick hand. Santiago into forecourt to Riggs at the baseline. Riggs looks for help. Lob underneath to Andrus. Andrus around Crow. And they call Andrus stepping out of bounds. Crow just put up the roadblock.
Right, and just before Andrus got the ball, it looked like Crow pushed him, but no call there. So he tries to go baseline around him, ran out of room.
Vince Viner up cheering on his team right now, not really arguing many of the calls. It's being consistent on both sides. 39-28, 11-point lead. Reed into the lineup replacing Hopkins. Rossum at the angle, it goes to Reed. Reed gets away into the corner, it goes to DeYoung. Looking for Crow out in front, it goes to Rossum. Top of the key, jump shot, good! Chase of the Snow College game in Ephraim.
Right. See, Clint came out, missed a few, just a little bit tight, got that slam dunk, and got his adrenaline going. Now everything's just back to the way he can play. Good follow-through on his jumper, and he feels really good about it.
Dixie by 13 points, 41-28. Dixie not quite as dominating as last night, but getting close right now. Wagstaff out in front, Santiago. Long left-hander, good. And Mark Santiago, who can hit that shot from outside, hit it. 41-30, back to an 11-point lead. 3:08 left in the first half of play. Plenty of time for both sides. Dixie needs the victory to host the regionals. Utah Tech needs the victory to host the regionals. Out in front, it goes to Todd Reed. At the point, it goes to Clint Rossum. A loss, and Utah Tech goes home to play snow. In the lane, it goes to Bergen. Bank shot too hard. Rebound tapped by Crow. Out over the head of Bergen. Rebound comes to Utah Tech on the fast break. Wagstaff misses. Rebound, does Riggs or DeYoung get the foul? DeYoung got there late. Riggs will shoot DeYoung with a personal foul. No, did they call it on Riggs? It surprised me. Looked like it would go to DeYoung.
Right, I think the ref made the right call. Just we couldn't see it at the very first. And see, Tech's got to run every chance they can. They've got to put pressure on, and they can't afford to miss a wide-open fast break layup. A good break by Tech, 2-on-3, made the right pass. Rossum just had him change from left hand to right hand right before he went up, and he put a little much English on it and rolled off the rim. So Tech just can't afford to blow opportunities like that, or it could be a 20-point game in a minute.
For Riggs, that turns out to be personal foul number 3. And Lyndon DeYoung, who's been shooting better from the free throw line because of a follow-through, doesn't follow through that time and misses the front end of the 1-and-1. Utah Tech on the fast break. Dixie back on defense. Santiago goes to the baseline. Lean in by Jarman. Up short. Rebound brought down by Crow. Dixie dominating the boards. And do they call the offensive foul? No, they call a travel on Todd Reed. Santiago right there forced the travel.
Right. The outlet goes to the wing to Reed. Reed turns and immediately runs in defensive player. Now, I always thought they had to give at least a step. And I think Reed ducked his head to allow himself that step. But the ref called the travel.
Into the corner goes to Alan Andrus. Out in front, it goes to Mark Santiago. Dixie back into the 2-3 zone. At the angle, Ferguson shot up, block, taken out of the air by Rossum. Lead pass comes to Bergen. Bergen slams it. And the fans stand. Timeout, Utah Tech, 43-30. Dixie with 2:20 left, back in 60 seconds. Three. And Dixie will put on a little token press and then drop quickly back into that zone. Utah Tech dropping behind by 13. Pass into the corner goes to Ferguson. Ferguson out in front. It goes to Santiago. Santiago back to Ferguson. Ferguson back to the point to Santiago. Right side, it goes to Wagstaff. Back to Santiago. Law pass goes into the corner to Wagstaff. Dixie trying to close up that inside game and force the perimeter shot. At the baseline, Wagstaff dishes off to Jarman. Jarman picked up quickly by Reed. Double team as the pass goes in deep to Andrus and steals Lyndon DeYoung. DeYoung comes up with the basketball. Reed bounce pass to the baseline, stolen right back by Cam Jarman. Jarman, good instincts with the basketball to Mark Santiago. Santiago trying to force the offense, goes to the baseline to Wagstaff. Out in front, it goes to Santiago. To the high post, it goes to Jarman. In the lane, shot up short. Rebound, DeYoung. DeYoung up high to deflect that shot and then got the rebound. 43-30, and DeYoung doing yeoman's work on defense. Todd Reed into forecourt. Utah Tech more into a 3-2 zone. Out in front, it comes to Rossum. At the angle, it goes to Reed. Reed, with a minute 15 left in the half. Dixie with a 13-point advantage to Rossum. At the angle, it goes to Reed. To the baseline, it goes to Crow. Crow head fakes along the baseline. Lean in, layup. Good. Crow just laid it up gently over the basket. Has his first basket of the night.
Right. Crow's been anxious every time he's got it. He's looked at the hoop. He's missed a few shots, and that was a tough shot. He leaned in from under the board and made it. So excellent shot to get him going.
Long jump shot up and good by Wagstaff over a flying Clint Rossum. That brings it back to 45-32, and we're 46 seconds away from the half. Dixie with a 13-point lead last night. It was a 47-32 advantage, Dixie at the half, and Dixie apparently going for the last shot. Rossum at the angle to Todd Reed. Reed looks for help. Utah Tech, 28 seconds on the shot clock, 31 on the halftime clock. To Reed, Dixie into a little bit of a weave. Not much of a four corners offense. They're just waiting for that zone to come out. Rossum deflected, directing traffic and not getting much traffic directed right now. To Reed at the point to set it up again. 16 seconds left in the half. Reed looks for help to Rossum. Rossum now starts the movement on the offense. Goes into the corner to Todd Reed. Long set shot. Reed up short. Rebound tap. Bergen. No good. Rebound brought down by Jarman. 4 seconds left to Andrus. Andrus, 32-footer. Good. Alan Andrus drills it at the half, and that may be a spark for Utah Tech. At the end of the half, Dixie 45, Utah Tech 34. We'll be back in 90 seconds with an assistant basketball coach from Hawaii.
Well, I shouldn't say it's a different environment, but it's a different setting. You know, you take young men who've grown up, let's say, and like I came from Minnesota, you know, and that's where you live your whole life. You go over to Hawaii, there's a lot of different cultures there. There's a lot of uniqueness there that I think a young man can really learn from, and that's what life's all about, to take different experiences and learn from those different experiences and increase your knowledge as a person, not only, again, in the classroom, but outside of the classroom, learning from different people. That's what it's all about, and I think young men who go over there can gain a very valuable experience.
I think one of the questions a lot of people have is, let's talk about the people that Dixie College fans are familiar with. One, a young man who was going to go to Dixie College and decided to go to the University of Hawaii, Richard Jardine. How's he doing?
Richard's been a real great pleasure in our basketball program this year. He came with the credentials, of course, of being an excellent scorer. And at the start of the year, he shot the ball pretty well in practice, but he needed a little work on his defensive abilities and just getting the confidence that he could play at the Division I level. And he did not start early in the year and did not see a lot of significant minutes early, but he hung in there. He got his feet wet in practice, and every day he took a little more charge of his own self to say, hey, I can play. I can get up and stuff the ball on these guys. And halfway through the year, right around Christmas time, we moved Richard into the starting lineup, and he did not disappoint us. Now, he had a little stretch here lately where he wasn't shooting the ball quite as well as we know he's capable of, so we took him out of the starting lineup in hopes of alleviating maybe some of the pressure that was building on him. But Richard has improved his game immensely. He's going to be a very fine Division I basketball player, and it's just a matter of his gaining more strength in his upper body and just more experience of playing the game, and he's going to be very fun to work with at the University of Hawaii.
A couple of Hawaii ball players were Dixie opponents last year. Keith Turner down in Central Arizona, and of course Rich DeMoncos, who faced Dixie in the Nationals at Casper. How are those two young men doing?
Well, Keith has been out and in the starting lineup and out of the starting lineup a few times. He is he's a streak shooter, you know, and when he gets it going, he is a very big part of our basketball team. But there are times when, you know, he doesn't have that touch going, and his decision process at times is not the what we'd like to see. But, again, he's come back now the last two or three games, and I feel has played, you know, his best basketball as far as taking good shots and making good decisions with the basketball. So, again, he's played better the last part of the season. Now, Rick DeMonk has started out strong for us, but he's had some injury problems to his knees, and that's kind of slowed his progress right now. So he's not playing the minutes that he did earlier in the year for us.
Now, you're going to be facing the Western Athletic Conference Tournament. Trying to get things put together, obviously only four wins on the year. Can you put it together to do a little damage in the tournament?
Well, it's difficult. We've got a slight problem. See, we don't have much size, and we have a difficult time scoring inside. Our other problem is we don't shoot well from outside. So we're hoping that we can put things together for a course of 40 minutes. We've played well during the course of almost every game, but we have not been able to sustain it for 40 minutes. Now, if we can come out and get some, you know, good inside play, we have a 6'4 center who can be tough in there, and if he can score for us, and then we can get our perimeter shooters, you know, stroking the ball well from the outside consistently for 40 minutes, well, we can go up to the Air Force Academy, and we can beat that basketball team. We've been able to stay with teams, but we've not been able to pull it off because we just haven't had that consistent play that we need, you know, for 40 minutes during the course of a basketball game, because we're not talented enough just to show up and be able to have those kind of spurts. We got to play well for 40 minutes, and that's a difficult task for any team to do, it consistently for 40, and we've not done it.
Rich, of course, a lot of people are wondering, how's Mark Pope doing? The part-time assistant used to be the head coach at Dixie High.
Hey, Mark's doing very well. He and I spent a lot of minutes together, and he's a good person and a fine young coach. But he's working on his master's degree, going to class. I give him a bad time about that. You know, hey, too bad you have to go to that classroom today. But he's doing well, and he's been a very integral part of our basketball program this year. And we'd like to have him stick around for another year and go to school, but I know he's looking for other opportunities right now, and he deserves it because he's a fine young coach and just a good person to be around.
Rich Glass, assistant coach at the University of Hawaii. Best of luck on the building of a program over there, and send our greetings to all of the former St. George people that are over there now. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, and I certainly will, and I've enjoyed your Hawaii weather here the last couple of days.
Rich Glass, the assistant basketball coach at the University of Hawaii. Let's take another 90-second break. Dixie leads at the half, 45-34, back in 90.
Hey, nice shot, Wally.
Thanks, Bob. Your turn.
Okay.
Say, nice-looking driver. You get a new set of woods?
Nope. I just refinished the woods with Def's exterior finish depth paint.
Def?
Sure, the finest name in wood stains and finishes, you see. I start out to do the dining room table with Def clear wood finish.
Took forever, huh?
Well, no. It went so quickly, I had time to refinish my clubs and still get out here on the course.
Wow, Def. I'll have to remember that name.
Get Def products at Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle.
It's nice to know you'll never be just another face inside the crowd, where people mean everything, where friends still care, where people mean everything. For Zion's Bank, you know we're gonna be there.
Dixie Interiors has more VCRs than they know what to do with. This week, get a new VCR at an unbelievable low price. Get a Samsung VHS with wireless remote control for $299.95. That's right, just $299.95. Save $100 on a Zenith VHS with all of the deluxe features. This week at Dixie Interiors, save $150 on 19-inch color TVs. Buy a Samsung 19-inch color TV with remote control for only $329.95. Visit Brad Jennings and his staff and save like you've never saved before at St. George's Little Home Furnishings Giant, Dixie Interiors.
45-34, Dixie with the halftime lead. Ron, first half assessment.
Okay, first of all, you knew that Dixie's going to come out and try to blow you off the floor. They've got the momentum at the big win last night, and Tech seems to weather the storm a little bit And frankly, there was a few calls at the end of the half that seemed to go against Tech. There was two offensive charges, I think, and those that were no calls and led to dunks or fantastic moves. So they've kind of weathered the storm, and I'm surprised they're still within nine because Dixie's really playing well. And like I said, when Dixie's playing well, it's when they're pushing the ball up the floor and they're playing good defense. And so that's the smart defense, not the good pressure, but not the taking the too many chances. We saw a moment there where they started to think they were going to blow it open, and it was only a two-point game, and they came out and run around and started hacking, and there was like three or four fouls right in 10 seconds. So basically, this is what I expected. I expect Dixie to pull off to a good lead, play smart. They're on the time of the year where they're on a good roll right now. They've had several good wins. Even if they weren't pretty against those JV teams, they've come back and they demolished Snow. So I think they're right where they want to be. They're not high enough, big enough lead that they should be still hungry coming out here in the second half. And they should be ready for anything that Tech should throw at them, any kind of press, full court pressure, man-to-man. So I think Ken's probably covered that. And it's a good sign, too, because, Coach Wagner's shirt tail's not out. So, he feels pretty good about things so far, too.
First 5 minutes, oftentimes the key in a ball game.
Yeah.
Of the second half.
It could be. And if Tech's not ready to come out and get back in this thing, it could be a long night. I think Dixie, if they do what I think they'll do, they'll come out and just start pushing right down their throat again and playing some good defense. Make them earn it from the outside with hands up, because I don't think Tech can really beat you from outside. They need that inside-outside punch that you get from Andrus and Santiago. So if they can shut down one of the two, I think Dixie could pop this up to a 20-point lead in the first couple minutes.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for Utah Tech off the bench. Willie Ferguson, a couple of baskets for four. Corey Woodhouse, two free throws for 2 points. Scott Mabey hasn't scored off the bench. The starters, Mark Santiago, a basket for two. Cam Jarman, the big ball player for Utah Tech. Four field goals, three for four from the free throw line, 11 points. Jim Wagstaff, a couple of baskets for four. Lane Riggs, three baskets for six. Alan Andrus, two baskets, one for two from the free throw line, 5 points, as opposed against a 20-point average for Dixie. Craig Hopkins, a couple of baskets for two. Lyndon DeYoung, a free throw. All right, Misty's only free throw, a basket for 2 points. John Buechert, four field goals, a total of 8 points. Among the starters, Todd Reed has not scored. Clint Rossum, seven baskets in the first half, a total of 14 points. Josh Bergen, three baskets, 6 points. Todd Crow, a basket, one for two from the free throw line, 3 points. Byron Vitoy, three field goals, two for two from the free throw line, 8 points. Tonight, some foul trouble. Buechert with three, Vitoy with three, Riggs with three for Utah Tech. 45-34, Dixie with the lead at the half, back in 60 seconds with the second half of action.
Start your day off right and wake up to breakfast at Arby's. Hunger has no home at Arby's. Try a delicious breakfast special. What a variety. French toast, sausage, ham or bacon, and Arby's has a sausage and egg platter. Or a flaky croissant breakfast. Choose from ham and eggs, sausage and eggs, even mushrooms and cheese, or the continental breakfast. Arby's at 717 South Bluff. Purchase any breakfast for $1.50 or more and get a Wilson Aviator golf ball for 25 cents. At Arby's, for the hottest, freshest breakfast under the morning sun.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury not only offers a whole line of Ford products, but they have a top-rated service shop to serve the needs of all car owners. The service shop is complete in every way, one of the finest you'll ever see. Incidentally, have you driven a Ford lately? Come and take a peek at the new truck models. They are super. And remember, a Bradshaw Ford deal is a good deal. Come in and let them prove it. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, adjacent to I-15 in St. George.
Ron Ance, what about turnovers and rebounds first half?
Well, turnovers even. Rebounds seem that Dixie has an edge there. Crow coming out with five or six rebounds to start the first half. And maybe he got a little bit of a challenge tonight to rebound, to keep Andrus off the boards and go after it himself. So maybe that helped.
Second half about ready to get underway. Dixie back to their original starting five. Crow, Vitoy, Reed, Rossum, Bergen. For Utah Tech, Riggs, Santiago, Wagstaff, Andrus, and Jarman. They're starting five. 45-34, Dixie with the basketball to begin the second half. Rossum with the basketball at the point, goes to the wing to Todd Reed. Pass underneath to Crow. Double team ball dribbled away. Once again, collapsing on Crow. Pass into forecourt to Santiago. At the angle, it goes to Andrus, who goes for the layup and misses. Rebound gathered in by Bergen to Todd Reed. Baseball pass thrown away into the hands of Andrus. A little low with the baseball pass. Rossum was streaking from the angle.
Here comes Santiago. Utah Tech needs a burst to get back in the game early in the second half, or at least to stay close in the second half. Dixie back into that 2-3 zone. Long jump shot lane. Riggs up short. Rebound brought down by Josh Bergen. Outlet pass. Bergen had his arms slapped, but no foul call. Gets it to Rossum. Rossum in the lane. Follow away right-hander up. No good. Rebound Bergen underneath. Shot good. Josh Bergen, master of the offensive rebound.
Yes, tonight it seems to be a rebound. A defensive end goes down and rebounds the offensive end and sticks it in.
47-34, Dixie by 13 points. Alley-oop underneath. It goes to Jarman. Layback shot up. No good. Rebound tapped by Andrus. Andrus puts it up. No good. Followed by Jarman. Up. No good. Rebound gathered in by Bergen. Bergen just kept after it. Lead pass leads Clint Rossum. Out in front. Fight toy. Slams it. Dixie explodes out to a 49-34 lead. Timeout, Utah Tech with 18:35 left and a half back in 60 seconds.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. There are so many fabulous sale items at 7-Eleven. I don't know what to pick. An 8-pack of Pepsi is $2.39 or a 6-pack of Dr. Pepper is $1.69. The Super Big Gulp, 69 cents. That is so much at 7-Eleven. Dole Fruit Bars are 39 cents and Tootsie Roll Ice Cream is 29 cents. Hey, I'll buy all of the fabulous sale items. Wait a minute. 7-Eleven has 8 convenient locations in southern Utah. Which one should I go to? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Jones Paint and Glass has a great selection of beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. If it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. So dress up your home exterior with the help of Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle. And now at Jones, there's a special sale on a large selection of exciting wallpaper. So remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Jim Wagstaff, who was a high school teammate of Brent Lloyd and Lyndon DeYoung, talking to Jim Holcomb, said something funny. They're both of them laughing.
Yeah, well, they can laugh all they want, but the sad thing is Tech has missed 3 late.
How come he didn't get the foul or didn't draw the foul?
Right. Both players have the ball, and as Crow is getting pulled over the back, it should have been a jump ball, first of all. And the refs, one ref was blocked out below, and the outside ref, I was just late calling it. And by the time he called Crow for over the back hold, and that's a bad call.
First foul in the second half on either side. Into the corner goes the Wagstaff. Lob cross court goes to Riggs. Back into the right and left corner goes the Wagstaff. Underneath to Andrus. Leans up with the right hand and puts an end. Andrus on the double team, and Andrus has 7 points. 49-36, Dixie by 13. Vitoy reverses baseline. Follow away right-hander, no good. Long rebound comes out on the run to Lane Riggs. Two on two, Riggs in the lane, runs into Reed. Reed right there, and Vince Miner screaming. Reed jumped in front of Wagstaff and may have been the offensive foul because of the initiation of contact.
Probably so, because, he tried to move around him but didn't quite beat him, and the rest is offense again. Judgment call, and it's nice to have a home court advantage tonight.
There's a whole group of football players up in, I don't know how you'd explain that. Painted faces and looking interesting out there. Second personal, or correction, that's on Riggs. That's his fourth personal. Vitoy to the baseline to Ross, and back to Vitoy. Out in front, Reed, long set shot, up short, no good. Rebound, battled for. On the floor, Utah Tech gets the ball to Wagstaff, thrown away off the hands of Wagstaff. Wagstaff screaming at the official now, feeling Utah Tech, but Dixie bumped him.
Right, but before that, looked like Vitoy's over the back. So, I think the refs have got to get back in the game or we could see another little brawl. There's a lot of talking, a lot of shoving. They're getting, before they're calling it close, now they're letting a little bit too much go away. So they better keep their toes on it here.
49-36 with 17:36 left in the half, 13 minutes left in the ball game, and Dixie with the lead in the basketball. 3-2 zone by Utah Tech. Reed at the point, directing traffic. Reed goes to the left wing to Vitoy. To the baseline, it goes to Rossum. Rossum looks for help. Rossum back out in front. Vitoy, long set shot. Good! Byron Vitoy shooting with confidence, has 12 points in the game. Turnover by Utah Tech without pressure at the baseline.
I'm sorry, Larry. I missed the mark on his staff, but apparently he jumped over the line before his player wasn't looking, and nobody even around, and they just fouled up. So Tech's just not settling down here in the second half.
51-36, alley-oop comes to Crow. In deep, Crow puts it up, no good. Rebound, Vitoy to the basket. Vitoy had the inbound pass, then got the rebound.
Well, yeah, I think that shot was deflected by Andrus, and Vitoy just grabbed it, put it back in.
At the baseline, Willie Ferguson into the lineup, trying to provide a little outside shooting to Andrus in the lane, leans in, shot up, no good, blocked by Vitoy, followed up and in by Wagstaff. That was the case of the trainer just getting the basketball and putting it up and in.
That's right. It almost looked like a travel, and he gathered himself, left the hands flying, loose ball.
Reed drives right to the basket, lays it up and in. Left alone, went right to the basket, and Todd Reed takes it hard. 1 for 4 tonight, but that's a big one.
Good move by Reed as the Kroll and them go to set picks. It leaves an opening. He just drives in for a hoop.
Santiago against Reed. Dixie into that 2-3 zone. Almost a matchup with the guards out in front. Reed will go right out into the nose of Wagstaff, or to Santiago. Pass deflected by Vitoy. Out in front, it comes to Santiago. Jump shot, no good. Three Dixie players crash the board, and Crow comes up with it. And Crow getting a little frustrated with all the hands flying around him. Todd Reed into forecourt across the 10-second line. Utah Tech staying with that zone. Dixie to be patient, 55-38. Dixie with a 17-point lead. Bergen and Andrus pushing a little bit underneath for position. Reed at the angle. It goes to Rossum. Rossum had 14 first-half points. To Vitoy, back to Rossum. Head fakes, goes away from Ferguson. 20-footer up, no good. Rebound to Crow at the baseline. Triple team on Crow. Stolen by Utah Tech. They say touch last by Crow. Every time Crow gets the basketball, three players crash to it.
Right. Crow's working hard on offense, flashing to the ball. He hasn't got it. He gets a little frustrated, and once he does get it, you know, the players collapse. So he's having a time.
55-38. Long outside jump shot. Ferguson, good. And Willie Ferguson, who can drop it in, does. 6 points on the night for Ferguson. 15-point lead, 55-40. 15-37 left in the game. Dixie wants that host position in the regionals. Reed looks for help. Reed in the corner, clears it out at the angle to Vitoy. At the point, it goes to Rossum. Rossum looks for help. Back to Reed. Long set shot. Todd Reed up short. Reed, not with the shooting touch tonight. Had 16 points against Utah Tech last time out. His career high, 55-40. Tech could get back close. Andrus in the corner to Santiago. Lob underneath to Ferguson. Gets away with the left hand. Garman with the left hand. Cam Garman works hard underneath.
Good play and a good, nice left-handed shot off the glass to keep it away from the inside pressure of Dixie.
Back to a 13-point lead, 55-32. Dixie is led by 17. Rossum to Vitoy, away from the action. Vitoy in the lane, reverses. Vitoy, fall-away right-hander, under pressure, no good. Rebound tap by Crow. Lost by Crow, picked up out in front by Utah Tech. Fast break, Santiago to the basket, puts the shot up and in. And here comes Utah Tech. Santiago with his second basket of the night, and I think Dixie wants a timeout. 14:41 left in the game, 55-44. Dixie back in 60.
Dixie Interiors has more VCRs than they know what to do with. This week, get a new VCR at an unbelievable low price. Get a Samsung VHS with wireless remote control for $299.95. That's right, just $299.95. Save $100 on a Zenith VHS with all of the deluxe features. This week at Dixie Interiors, save $150 on 19-inch color TVs. Buy a Samsung 19-inch color TV with remote control for only $329.95. Visit Brad Jennings and his staff and save like you've never saved before at St. George's little home furnishings giant, Dixie Interiors.
It's nice to know you never leave. Just another face inside the crowd. Where people mean everything. Where the friends still care.
.39 left in the game. Craig Hopkins into the lineup to replace Reed. Bergen, Rossum, Crow, and Vitoy to do the honors. Corey Woodhouse into the lineup for Utah Tech. Scott Mabee in also. Hopkins on a man-to-man defense. Now passes underneath to Bergen. Loses it out of bounds. Pass a little too big for Bergen. Crow tried to save it from behind. Lost it.
Right. I like what he's going to do now. They're going to try to isolate a little bit better inside because Crow's been working hard to get it. And then by the time they get it to him, there's three men around. So
At the angle, Ferguson. Ron?
No, let's just see if they work it in a little better this time.
Wagstaff in the corner. Dixie pressure the basketball a little more. 2-3 zone at the angle. Ferguson puts it up, banks it, no good. Rebound, Vitoy. Vitoy looks for help. We'll be a little more patient now to Hopkins into forecourt. Utah Tech will extend out more into that man-to-man. Utah Tech matching up for the first time in the second half. Rossum at the angle, looks for the screen against Wagstaff, gets it at the angle to Bergen, turnaround right-hander, good, and Josh Bergen just hits that 15-footer 10 points on the night for Bergen, and Hopkins will put the one-man pressure on Woodhouse. Woodhouse not as quick as Hopkins. Very few Paul players are. To Ferguson into the corner. Back out in front to Woodhouse. Back to Ferguson. Ferguson lob underneath. It goes to Jarman. Goes around. Crow. Lean back shot. No good. And they call a jump ball. Jarman all over the place. Thought he's going to shoot free throws. And they call it the jump ball.
A good move underneath. He hooked baseline. And by the time he had to come back under the board, all the Dixie players had to do was put their hands up on the ball. So it's a jump ball. But a good effort. He's trying to make something happen. And the only thing you can do is go in and try to get fouls.
Alan Andrus from Timpview High School in replacing Jarman gets the inbounds pass to Woodhouse. Dixie in that 2-3 zone. Clears it out in front to Wagstaff. Into the corner. It goes to Ferguson. Lob underneath. It goes to Mabee. Turnaround right-hander. Short. Rebound brought down by Rossum. Dixie by 13 and Dixie with a basketball. Utah Tech. Sometimes there's a magical aspect. If you can get under that 10-point margin, suddenly you get some momentum. They didn't. Last time they were down the floor. Dixie with the 13 lead to Crow. All alone from 10. Good along the baseline. Crow's just stood there, and Utah Tech let him go.
We could see it. We're sitting there shouting to throw it to Crow. He's wide open. There was a mismatch on defense, and the players didn't pick up fast enough. Crow's an easy bucket.
Woodhouse to Ferguson out in front. 59-44. Back out to 15. Dixie is led by 17. Woodhouse at the angle. It goes to Ferguson. Euchard and DeYoung about ready to come in. Skip pass cross court goes to Wagstaff. Wagstaff to Andrus. Andrus in the lane puts it up. Miss. Shot up, tap, good by Mabee. Crow with a defensive move. Bothered Andrus and forced the miss, but Mabee was there with a big right paw. Back to a 13-point lead. Dixie, 59-46. Hopkins against Woodhouse. At the angle, it goes to Bergen. Bergen out in front, it comes to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins, right side, it goes to Clint Rossum. Rossum. Ferguson leaning all over Vitoy, and Vitoy backing away from trouble now. Hopkins in the lane, puts it up with the right hand, soft, not enough. Rebound, Bergen, foul on Mabee. No question on that one. Bergen had the possession, and Mabee just with the bump.
Right, I don't understand. A game of this importance, they're not boxing out on the offensive end. I've seen Josh going in, I've seen Vitoy go in, and even Crow gets some offensive rebounds. So, you know, Tech, like I say, in order to compete with Dixie, you're going to have to play on their home floor. You're going to have to stop them down in every area, not only their fast breaks, but little things like offensive rebounds and helping out on defense. You've got to do all the little things in order to beat a team.
Only three personal fouls have been called this half, but everybody's in foul trouble to get the personal foul call. Buecher inbounds into the corner to Hopkins. Hopkins looks for help. Now brings it out on the dribble. Hopkins goes right to the point. Man-to-man defense by Utah Tech. Hopkins against Woodhouse in the lane. Hopkins shovel pass goes to Rossum. Rossum wants to get it to Crow. Rossum in the lane. Driving right-hander short. Rebound brought down by Andrus. Rossum usually hits that one. Woodhouse in front of Rossum. Double team on Woodhouse. Ball almost knocked away. Double team on Woodhouse, and he can't get it away. Finally gets it away to Andrus. Woodhouse finally saves it to Riggs at the angle, trying to find Mabee underneath. Turnaround right-hander. Mabee good. Got Mabee. Over Crow gets his second basket of the night. 59-48, back to an 11-point lead. And Dixie coming this way against the man-to-man defense. Hopkins looks for help. Hopkins at the angle that goes to DeYoung away from the action. Trying to find Crow underneath. Cannot. DeYoung to Hopkins. Hopkins down the lane. Hopkins leans in. There will be a foul on Woodhouse. Bumping. It'll be on the drive. Woodhouse has his first personal foul. That's the third team foul on Utah Tech this half. Dixie has one team foul this half. It's a common foul out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket.
On a little break like this, when the ref takes the ball out, the Tech coach should yell to Woodhouse to just play back and let Hopkins shoot it, because he's really looking to push it inside to Crow.
There's a foul underneath, and apparently Crow this time is lobbying with the officials. Drew the foul on Alan Andrus. Andrus with a hand back on him, and they caught Andrus this time.
Right. Him and Crow have been really going through some battles here in the second half, so that's an interesting thing to keep your eye on, because they've been holding some arms and all kinds of things.
Inbounds pass deflected out of bounds by Utah Tech. Utah Tech showing some character, not giving up on this game.
Excellent character, and that's what they're going to need to do, or they're going to be blown out here any minute.
Buecher on a exasperated pass. Inbounds comes to Hopkins. Back to Rossum, who puts it up, and the foul will go to Mabee. Mabee just could not stay with Rossum.
Right, good eye contact between Rossum and Craig Hopkins, because Hopkins read that Rossum was about to make his cut, made a great backdoor cut on the weak side, hit him with the ball, and the big man came across the lane, slapped him.
Fourth personal foul on Scott Mabee. Shot up and good by Clint Rossum. Dixie with their first free throw of the second half. Dixie went 3-for-5 in the first half from the free throw line. For Utah Tech, they went 5-for-7 in the first half. So the free throws really have not been significant in this game yet. If it gets to be significant, Utah Tech has the advantage. Rossum hits the second one. Rossum, first 2 points of the second half, has 16 on the night. 61-48, 11-13 left in the ball game, and Dixie with a 13-point lead. Trying to get that host position in the regionals. Collapsing on Andrus. Ball knocked away. Saved by Woodhouse. Ball knocked away by Jarman. And the reach-in foul will go to Hopkins. That should be number three on Craig Hopkins. Hopkins came close to getting the basketball, but the hand moved just before he got to it.
There's been some openings against the zone, and as Tex made their entry pass to push it inside, Dixie's collapsing again, and they're having a hard time picking it up. Lots of hands in there. Makes it difficult to get a good grasp on the ball.
Woodhouse at the angle. It goes to Riggs. Long jump shot. Good. And Utah Tech brings it back to an 11-point lead again, 61-50. Craig Hopkins at the point. Dixie led by 11 at the half, and Utah Tech and Dixie playing even here in the second half. Girl, lob cross court goes to DeYoung. Head fakes, goes around. Jarman can't get away for the shot. To Hopkins underneath, it goes to Crow. Lean in against Andrus. Good. And Todd Crow went up aggressively with that jump shot.
All right. Todd cut both ways back and forth across the lane. And once he did get the ball, he went right up because then Andrus can't challenge him. Doesn't want to get in foul trouble.
63-50, 13-point lead. Inbounds Hopkins, a one-man press there. And they'll double-team the basketball. Out in front it comes to Ferguson. Into the corner goes to Lane Riggs against Buecher. Buecher playing with three. Hopkins playing with three. Vitoy on the bench with three. Woodhouse looks for help. That bank shot at bank. Bounce pass underneath goes to Riggs. A shot up finally by Jarman, blocked by DeYoung. Lead pass comes to Rossum. Rossum puts it up from five. Short rebound brought down by Ferguson, and the foul will go to Crow. Crow leaning on Ferguson. Ferguson seems to be the man to stir up things. He'll lean on people all night.
Right, but that was just a good rebound by Ferguson. And Todd came down the lane, looked for a tip in, and then Ferguson snuck underneath him there for a block out. So actually a pretty good move on Ferguson. But good hustle on Crow because he's getting up down the floor and playing very hard.
Rossum needing a little break, and so goes to the bench, and it's Reed and Hopkins working at the guard line. Utah Tech has a size advantage. Ferguson, long jump shot, too hard. Rebound brought down by DeYoung, and the foul has to go to Jarman. Jarman with a personal foul. Utah Tech can't complain about that one. That was all obvious.
No, he got him on the wrist. DeYoung got a good, strong rebound, and he's filling in well for Bergen, giving him a good rest because Josh is filling real well.
9:59 left in the game, 63-50, Dixie by 13. And Reed to work at that point guard position. At the angle it goes to Buecher, and Hopkins will go more to the off guard. Buecher gets around his man, running layup, no good, and there will be a tripping foul on Jarman. Jarman didn't quite get there as Buecher had the lane open.
John, that surprised me. He's not got the quickest feet in the world, but by golly, he took some quick steps and made some big strides, and all of a sudden the lane was wide open, and he made a good move down the lane. By the time they got there, they had to bump him before he went up for his layup, so he'll shoot two.
Last two games, John Buecher has gone hard driving to the basket more than we've seen him all year.
Right, then that's, I think, something that'll make him a more complete ball player because we both know that he can shoot it. He's a good zone buster, and he'll need to put it on the floor a little bit more and penetrate, kick off, and become a more complete ball player if he wants to move up.
Buecher misses the first free throw, going for the second one, shot up and good. And Buecher has his first points of the second half, make it 9 points on the night, 64-50, Dixie by 14 points. Utah Tech has not been able to bring it down under double-figure lead. 9:43 left in the game. Woodhouse at the angle, it goes to Riggs. Riggs playing with four personals, goes to the baseline, shot up, blocked by DeYoung. DeYoung gets his second personal foul. DeYoung may argue, but there was no question.
No, there wasn't a question because he had the ball pulled way over to the right side on the baseline. DeYoung with that big left arm comes way over the top. And whether it was a foul or not, that was a penetrating move where he was a little up off balance, and that's the kind where you just kind of go up and scare the man. You don't reach over and really try to block those.
Riggs shot up and good. Riggs, good shooter, has 9 points on the night. Has scored 28-8 against Dixie this year. The 20 in the first game between the two earned Riggs a spot on the all-tournament team on the tip-off classic. That brings it back within 12, 54-52 as Riggs hits both of them. Reed, bounce pass at the angle to DeYoung, and there will be a hooking foul on Corey Woodhouse. Once again, a case of the quickness, a little too much quickness.
Right. Now, Woodhouse met Reed at half court, and they jumped into a 1-3-1 zone that time, Tech did. Maybe looking to trap the corners and see if they can't clog up the middle a little better with three people actually in the middle of the lane and maybe look to trap those corners.
Bergen back into the lineup. Todd Crow, who had his worst game of the year against Utah Tech in the loss in Orem with only 3 points. Reed shooting 1-1 has the first one. Todd Reed, 3 points on the night. 65-52, once again a 13-point lead. But Crow to sit down for a little while Bergen comes back in. 9:29 left in the game, 65-52. Do we hear the whoosh? Yes, we do. And Todd Reed has 4 points on the night, 66-52, 14-point lead. Pass down the sidelines goes to Riggs. Dixie may be a little more cautious with him. Jarman in the lane dishes out to Ferguson. Out in front it comes to Woodhouse. Pass cross court goes to the corner to Riggs against Bergen. At the angle it goes to Ferguson, 20-footer. Ferguson, good. Ferguson with his 7th and 8th points of the night. Utah Tech shot extremely well from the perimeter in Orem, and they're shooting well again tonight. Back within 12. 66-54. Once again, that 1-3-1 zone. Reed will be picked up by Woodhouse. To the baseline, it goes to Buechert. Shot up, no good. Long rebound. Battled for. Buechert gets it. Puts it up. Blocked. Rebound to Young. Shot, no good. Rebound finally brought down by Andrews. Dixie with three shots at the basket and missed it. Woodhouse into forecourt. Woodhouse against Hopkins. Bounce pass at the angle. Ferguson jump shot. Banks, no good. Rebound taken away by John Buechert on pure hustle. Buechert down the middle of the lane. Pulls up. 10-footer. Good. John Buechert providing the spark.
Right. He misses his shot. He gets his own rebound. Keeps life the other end. This time he just leaves the break and smartly pulled up without getting an offensive foul and got a nice four-foot jumper.
Alley-oop to the baseline to Jarman. Can't get the shot away. Back into the corner. Riggs shot up. Partially deflected by Buechert. Rebound taken down underneath by Ferguson. Lays it back up and in. Ferguson has 10 points on the night. 68-56. Utah Tech staying close. Reed loses the ball on the dribble. Right into the hands of Ferguson. Ferguson against DeYoung. Shot up and in. Ferguson providing some spark, 8 points here in the half.
Well, it's 8 minutes left. Tech finally brings it to 10 points, and you know Tech's going to have to do it on their own because the coach doesn't have any timeouts to work with, maybe just one left in the game. So the kids are really working hard, and Dixie needs to come down and control a little bit, work the clock, and get a good shot.
At the angle, the pass kicked out of bounds by Riggs. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Into the ball game comes Wagstaff. In comes Santiago to go out. Ferguson with a breather. He was wearing down a little.
I'm not sure what happened last night, but I'm a little bit surprised that Hopkins and Reed haven't worked together better on the guard line. I still think they, this year I've seen, they work better when one is in and one's on the bench. They seem to want to do both the same things, and it kind of pulls you out of your offense.
Reed is in, Rossum is in, and Hopkins is out. Rossum at the angle, back into the corner to Reed. Reed looks for help. Dixie with a 10-point lead. Being patient, Rossum with that 20-footer, though, and that is not exactly patient. Bergen gets a rebound and puts it up and in. And once again, the offensive rebounding. 12 points by Josh Bergen, 70-58 with 7:23 left in the game. Dixie by 12 again. Santiago at the angle. It goes to Lane Riggs, and Utah Tech doing it mostly from the perimeter. Riggs drives, baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound. Jarman could have had a foul up over the back of Bergen, but they didn't call it. They let it go out of bounds. Bergen touched it last.
Right, he came in over Josh, and Josh is playing very well. I'm just real impressed with the way Josh Bergen's playing on both ends of the floor. Rebounding well, staying within his realm, gathering himself, going up strong on offensive rebounds. You know, those things will come back to haunt Tech. You just don't block out. You get the easy layup for the other team.
Vitoy back in, Crow back in to sit down as Buechert at the angle. Santiago into the corner. It goes to Riggs against Vitoy. Out in front quickly across the top of that zone to Wagstaff. Jump shot up and too long by Wagstaff, but the long rebound comes to Andrews. Shot up no good. Foul will go to Crow. Crow with his third personal foul, and now both teams starting to stack up some foul trouble. Ferguson about ready to come back in with 6:55 left. 70-58, and Andrews, who has been held to just 7 points on the night, to go to the free throw line. If it gets to a free throw shooting contest, Tech has the advantage, and that's the thing that has to worry Dixie right now. 6:55 left. Andrews shot up and good. Alan Andrews. Total of 8 points. Ron, it's amazing how many ball games you can win from the free throw line.
Right. Boy, that comes down the wire. Usually the team with more confidence and experience will just step up there and be able to knock in 75% of them. But we'll see what happens coming down the stretch here.
Second shot up, no good by Andrews. Rebound into the hands of Crow and Reed to bring it into forecourt. Dixie by 11. 70-59. Utah Tech could not get it back closer than 10 so far in the second half. Dixie has headed up by 17, but it's been a pretty even matchup so far. Bergen head fakes against Jarman, and Jarman didn't get there. Bergen started to make the move, and Jarman picks up personal foul number 4, and that sends Bergen to the free throw line, and here may be our free throw shooting contest.
Right, and that's kind of a dilemma for a defensive team because you know you've got to pick your man up tight, and when you do it and they start to make a move around you, you have a tendency to bump them or hold them a little bit, and you know, there's not much you can do, but, you know, Tech's got to pick up tight, and Dixie's got to take advantage by making good, strong, quick penetration moves and dumping off to the open man.
Going for the rebounding strength. If you have a choice between two players with 4 personal fouls, Jarman goes out and maybe comes in right now. Jarman a little more of an offensive threat. Shot up no good by Bergen. Here we go with a missed free throws, and that's one of the problems for Dixie. Santiago into forecourt, 6:30 left in the game. Utah Tech could bring it under 10. Pass underneath to maybe. Ball dribbled away by Vitoy, and Wagstaff, and they call the jump ball. Wagstaff fell right down on top of Vitoy, no call.
Again, now see, not that I'm against Dixie, but once a player like Vitoy smothers the ball like that, he has control and he is traveling, but the ref let him smother and then let the Tech man reach down and tie him up, so it was a jump ball.
70-59, Dixie with the basketball. Reed at the point. Utah Tech with a man-to-man. Reed right along the baseline, gets away, lays it up and in. Bodies fly, and Reed gets the basket. Todd Reed, solo effort, has 6 points on the night, and Dixie by 13 again, 72-59. At the angle, it goes to Ferguson into the corner to Wagstaff. Underneath, it goes to Andrus, and the bumping foul will go to Todd Crow. That's number four on Crow. It may be a case of attrition for both teams right now.
That's right. You know, that was an excellent move last time down the floor for Dixie as Todd Reed dribbles down the baseline and tries to penetrate, doesn't get it, goes again to the exact same spot, does get it this time, keeps his dribble alive in the crowd, and then all of a sudden explodes up for a basket.
DeYoung into the lineup as Crow goes out. Long jump shot out of the corner by Wagstaff. No good. Rebound saved by Bergen into the hands of DeYoung. Maybe all over the back of Bergen and no foul call. They're letting the contact go much more here in the second half. Half-court pressure picked up by Utah Tech. Man-to-man defense. Hopkins goes away from Santiago to DeYoung and into the four corners offense for Dixie. Hopkins in the middle of that four corners almost loses the ball. Gets it to Byron Vitoy. A little chase by Utah Tech. Dixie with a 13-point lead. Vitoy working one-on-one against Ferguson, clears it out in front to Clint Rossum. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Rossum in the lane, jump shot, 10, shot no good. Dixie needs those shots. Rebound brought down by Santiago. Here comes Utah Tech. Dixie back on defense. Santiago at the wing. Andrus, bank shot up, too hard. Rebound brought down, maybe. Fallaway right-hander, too big. Rebound, bounce out in front, maybe has it. Utah Tech getting the bounce. Into the corner it goes Wagstaff. Long jump shot, short. Rebound, Craig Hopkins. Stepped in front of a Utah Tech player and has it. Fast break, Dixie. Hopkins, middle lane, lead pass to Rossum. Lays it up. There's going to be a foul. And it's going to go to Wagstaff. As Rossum went up, Wagstaff went up to try to block it and got the worst of it.
Yeah, he sure did. They both met in the air. And Clint's a strong player, and he really gathers himself. He rarely goes up off balance. On the other end, down here at Tech, their big players grabbing some offensive rebounds and not gathering themselves and going up with a good one. They threw up a couple high bankers fighting away. So, you know, those things will come with smarts and with playing, and, you know, that's going to cost them. But good effort by Dixie against exploding on a fast break, which they do best.
Oh, we'll go to Wagstaff his second. Rossum misses the first shot, hits the second. So Rossum now 3-for-4 from the free throw line, a total of 17 points on the night. Dixie by 14. 73-59, Ferguson against Rossum. Man-to-man, no, almost a matchup with the guards. Dixie will extend out those guards because of Santiago's shooting ability. They're back to the zone. Pass to the high post to Andrus. Out in front it goes to Santiago. Long set shot. Good. Mark Santiago with three baskets, and Utah Tech doing it mostly from the perimeter.
Right, and we haven't heard much from Santiago because I know that he's a good shooter from the outside, but they haven't had that punch from him they needed tonight.
Dixie with a 12-point lead. Hopkins to the baseline to pass to Bergen, and just too big. Bergen was all alone as Hopkins penetrated.
Yeah, Hopkins penetrated, and, you know, you got to really put it on their nose. And late in the game, you just got to be sure of your passes.
Long jump shot, Ferguson up and good, and Utah Tech getting some momentum, and Dixie looking a little lackadaisical on defense.
That's right. Well, I wonder about this four corner until you get down to about 3 or 4 minutes. They went into it about 5.5, so we'll just see what happens here.
Hopkins in the lane, pulls up short, 10-footer, up no good. Rebound Bergen against maybe head fakes, ball knocked away by Santiago. Utah Tech has it within 10, 73-63. And it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Bergen to come out, Crow to come back in. Vitoy, DeYoung, Rossum, and Hopkins. Wagstaff comes out for Utah Tech. Lane Riggs back in. At the point, it goes to Craig Hopkins. Dixie to pull it out. Another 40 seconds on the clock, 73-63. Hopkins into the corner, goes to DeYoung. Back to Hopkins. Hopkins dribbling around in the middle, goes to Crow. Back to Hopkins. Dixie with that four corners. Hopkins being chased by Santiago, looking for the break. If you go one-on-one, Hopkins has the advantage. Hopkins in the lane, still with the dribble. Utah Tech trying to double-team Hopkins if they can, but Hopkins, good passer. Hopkins in the lane, pulls up, 10-footer, too long. Rebound, tap, finally into the hands of Santiago. Dixie losing some shots here in the second half. Santiago at the angle, it goes to Andrus. Turnaround right-hander, deflected, taken by Santiago. Shot good. And once again, the perimeter, and it's an 8-point lead. Utah Tech within eight.
And I just wonder if it's too little too late, although, you know, it's an 8-point lead. That's only four baskets. But Dixie's had the shots. They haven't gotten to fall here.
73-65, just the shots that Dixie wants. They just haven't had the layups. Rossum now in the middle lane of that four corners. 3:07 left in the game, 29 seconds left. And Dixie, clean, looking like a little tentative, clean not to lose. Pass comes to Vitoy, and Ferguson picks up the foul. Ferguson caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and Vitoy to shoot free throws. Vitoy is 2 for 2 tonight, was 0 for 4 in his previous four shots.
Right, well, that's good delay. They've run a lot of time off the clock the last few minutes. And, you know, on Tech's end, Tech's got to get their quickest players in there to combat this because, you know, they're playing a straight man-to-man, and you need to help out. And there's just not that much room for error like this because the floor is spread out. If you get beat by your man, there may not be time to recover. Dixie's just gone in and had some close shots that just haven't fallen.
Vitoy hits the first free throw. Vitoy with a total of 15 points on the night. Second shot good. Make it 16. Dixie now by 10 again. 75-65 with 3 minutes left.
Right. Now, that time they got what they wanted. They scored two foul shots in their delay game. So that's exactly what Dixie wanted.
2:57 left in the game. Santiago, law pass goes to Ferguson. He has a hot hand in the corner. Ferguson double-teamed out in front. Santiago, 25-footer. Up no good. Rebound. Battled for on the floor. Utah Tech and Dixie going after it. Shot short by Tarman, picked out of the air by Crow to Hopkins. Hopkins has Ferguson to beat. Banks the shot too hard. Tap by Rossum. No good. Foul will go to DeYoung. Coming from behind, on the chasing the rebound, DeYoung picks up the foul. It looked like Dixie might get the shot anyway, but DeYoung will send Utah Tech to the free throw line with a 1-1. That's number 3 on DeYoung.
Right, well, that was Clint.
Oh, correction, they called it on Rossum.
Yeah, correct. Clint coming in and put a left hand on the back, tried to tip that ball in, but a good move by Hopkins. He just hasn't got his short shots to fall. He's missed two or three little baby jumpers, so that could become important.
Jarman, good free throw shooter, has the first half of the 1-1. That brings it back within 9 points. Utah Tech still within striking distance. Jarman now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Can he bring it back within 8? Yes, he does. Shades of this EU game, trying to hang on for dear life for Dixie. 75-67. Dixie very aggressive last night. More playing not to lose tonight. 2:30 left in the game, but they've committed to the four-corner offense. Hopkins against Santiago. Goes to the baseline to DeYoung. Back out in front it comes to Hopkins to Rossum. Rossum against Riggs. To the baseline it goes to Crow. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Crow looks for help. Crow left alone in the corner. Makes the move. Takes a jump shot. Up and good over Jarman. And Todd Crow went up hard. Now has 9 points on the night. Todd Crow to the baseline. It goes Riggs out of the corner over Vitoy. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by DeYoung. Down goes Ferguson. DeYoung has the ball knocked away. Foul will be on Jarman. Jarman has 5. And that could be one of the biggest fouls of the night, Ron.
Well, that just might be because he sure put out a great effort, that little guy. And he's been all over. And he's been inside working on mismatches. But that time he just slapped in. Actually, the ref was standing behind Linden. So he reached in and slapped at the ball. And the ref assumed he committed the foul. And he fouled out with a good effort.
77-67. Dixie by 10 points. Jarman fouls out with 2 minutes exactly left at 5 field goals. 5 for 7 from the free throw line, and an 81% free throw shooter is gone. That has to be a plus for Dixie. To the free throw line goes Lyndon DeYoung, 0 for 1 on the front end of a 1-1 earlier in the game. Dixie really not shooting free throws all that poorly, but they need every one they can get tonight. 10-point lead by Dixie. Shot up by DeYoung. Good. Not clean, but it rattles home. 3 points for Lyndon DeYoung. Everyone counts tonight. Now we're back to our halftime margin, 11 points. Utah Tech has stayed with Dixie in the second half. After Dixie took it out to a 17-point lead, Utah Tech brought it back. 2 minutes left in the ball game. Shot up and good. Lyndon DeYoung. DeYoung with 4 points. Dixie by 12. 79-67. A minute 59 left. Hopkins to extend out defensively. At the angle, it goes to Ferguson. Back to Santiago. In the corner, it goes to Woodhouse. A lot of good perimeter shooters. Ferguson in the corner. Double team. Can't get the shot away. Can't get the pass away. Throws it away. Tipped by Hopkins. Finally picked up by Riggs. Follow away right-hander. Good. And that was a case of Dixie having the steal and then losing it. Full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Vitoy. Dixie to push it into forecourt. Dixie by 10. 79-69. Can nurse the clock a little bit with a minute 32 left. Vitoy in the lane. Follow away 10-footer up. No good. Tap by DeYoung. No good. Rebound. Brought down by Alan Andrus. Here comes Utah Tech, middle lane, Santiago. On the wing, it goes to Ferguson. Jump shot, good! Utah Tech, unbelievably hot. We saw this by CEU. 79-71, reach around foul by Santiago, and that will send Hopkins to the free throw line. Santiago with his first in the same sort of shooting the CEU put on.
That's exactly right, and it kind of gets that way at the end of the game. A team knows they have to shoot, and there's not that much you can do. I've been in games like that where you're trying to protect the lead, and you're trying to be cautious, and you have to kind of take away your momentum. The other team could just go full and shoot as many times as they want. They have to get back in it.
A minute 14 left. Timeout. 79-71. Dixie out in front with a minute 14 left. Back in 60. Throws now. Hopkins on the year, shooting 71%. Not bad. A minute 14 left, and Dixie needs every free throw they can get at this point. Hopkins shooting 1-1. Utah Tech has had the hot hand shooting-wise. Hopkins steadies himself, takes a lot of time. Shot up, soft, and good. Oh, boy. Alfred Hitchcock couldn't do it better.
Yeah, I just wondered about Dixie's foul shooting. I know they struggled a little bit, but you know, as long as they're going in, you just don't say a word.
Craig Hopkins ready to shoot again. Reed and Bergen about ready to come back into the lineup. Second shot up and no good. Rebound brought down by Utah Tech. Started again. A minute 12 left. The scorer's table buzzed, thinking that the shot was going to go in, and they're going to have to start it again. And they're going to have to reset it at a minute 14. 3 seconds ticked off the clock. Are they going to reset it? Let's see. Nope, a minute 10 left. 3 seconds have ticked off the clock. Santiago, top of the key, jump shot short. Rebound, Todd Crow. And Dixie getting better position this time. Gets it to Hopkins, and Ferguson all over Hopkins. Ferguson with personal foul number two, and that's really the only thing Utah Tech can do at this point when Dixie gets the rebound.
Exactly, and whether they knew it or not, you know, that's the best idea, is to foul the person who just missed the last, you know, foul shot, which was Hopkins, but I don't think they really intentionally wanted to do that.
Bergen into the lineup. Rossum. Reed is sitting on the sidelines. He'll be coming in for Hopkins. 80-71. Dixie by 9. Hopkins trying to make it 11. Shooting 1-1 again. It's 1 for 2. A minute 2 left. Shot up and no good. Rebound brought down by Utah Tech. And so Dixie in a crucial situation missing free throws. Riggs against Hopkins. Cross court. It goes to Andrus. In the lane. Fall away right hander. Up soft and good. And Andrus has the basket. Hopkins into forecourt, reach-in foul will go to Mark Santiago. Or do they call a double dribble? That's double check. Do they call the foul or the double dribble? They call the foul. And Hopkins to the free throw line with 47 seconds left and only a 7-point lead, as close as Dixie, as Utah Tech has been in this game since late in the first half.
That's right. Dixie seems to be doing the things they want to, but they're just not getting the ball to go down. They're getting fouled. They've had the delay game and the good shots, and they haven't gone down. So, you know, Texas stays close enough, but I just think it's too little too late.
Hopkins misses the front end of a 1-1 again. Two consecutive ones. Three straight misses. Ferguson, jump shot from 22. Up, no good. It will fall. It hangs and falls. Seven baskets this half. Full court pressure. 34 seconds left. Lead pass to Hopkins against Santiago. Misses the layup, followed by Bergen. Bergen right there to lay it up and in. 82-75, 24 seconds left. Santiago to the baseline. Riggs, ball stripped away by Hopkins to Rossum. And there's going to be a two-shot foul. Santiago giving a little shove to Rossum. Did not want the breakaway, and here we go.
Larry, we just saw the last grasp right there. Tech scores. They come down, and here Hopkins gets the breakaway, misses it. Tech would have been anywhere near. They could have brought the game within two baskets, under 5 points. And there was nobody there to rebound, nobody to block out. Josh Bird comes down and rebounds, puts it in.
Awesome. On the free throw, hits the first of the two-shot foul.
Well, I just think that took the spunk right out of them. They'd worked so hard, and then they get a big break like that by Craig missing that layup. And so they're out of the game now.
Rossum, second shot up and good. Rossum, 5-4-6 this half, 84-75. 17 seconds left. Ferguson along the baseline. Jump shot partially deflected to call a foul on Crow. And that's number 5 on Crow. With 14 seconds left, Crow fouls out of the ball game with 4 field goals. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. And Crow, total of 9 points. That's 2 consecutive games that Crow has been held out of double figures by Utah Tech. Had 27 in the game here, and that was part of the difference there when Dixie blew Utah Tech off the floor.
That's right. I don't think Perl maybe had his best game, but I really think that he drew a lot of attention tonight. You know, we both noticed that every time Perl got the ball, there were some hands and people crowding him, making it very difficult for him to work inside.
I thought it was on Crow, but apparently it was on Bergen. And Bergen with his first personal foul, so Crow is still in there. Ferguson misses the front end of the 1-on-1. One of the best free throw shooters for Tech hits the second end. 15 points this half. Inbounds comes to Vitoy. Vitoy against Andrus. Andrus commits the foul. 84-76. Andrus with his second personal, and Vitoy will go to the free throw line. Dixie may get a lot of points just from the free throw line if they can hit him.
That's right. You know, another key thing I was just thinking is, you know, when Tech was making that run right there with 30 seconds left, brought it down with 5 points, when they did score, if they had any timeouts, you know, they could have called timeout, but the coach had already wasted them in the first half trying to stop Dixie's momentum. So there's another strategy that hurt them.
1-on-1. Vitoy hits the first one. Vitoy has hit 5 straight after missing 4 straight over 2 ball games. Has 5 straight tonight. Vitoy, 85-76. And it's interesting, the co-captains, the young men that they look to for leadership, Bergen and Vitoy, have provided it here in the closing seconds. Vitoy, 10 second-half points, 18 points on the night, 86-76, back to a 10-point lead. Jump shot, Riggs, no good, rebound, tap, no good. Out of bounds off the hands of Willie Ferguson. Dixie with the basketball. Vince Miner walks the length of the court to shake hands with Ken Wagner. Lead pass to Crow and lays it up. It will go, and it will count. 12-point lead, 88-76, and Crow goes into double figures after all. 11 points on the slam dunk. Dixie will host the Region 18 championships, 88-76. Dixie with a victory. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the scoring.
I'm just doing a real good job out here. I've been trying to lately, but, you know, to get my game back together. And, I don't know, this whole year has been quite fun. I think the regionals will be... be real fun to go to, and well, of course, it's here at Dixie, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Are you surprised that you're in the regionals?
No, not really. I thought at the first of the year we had a lot of talent, and we could go a long ways if we just put it all together and used all our talent. And these past couple games, we have been, and we've been doing a real super job, and I hope it keeps up.
You feel like things are coming together right now?
Yeah, I think that things are coming together quite rapidly right now. I think that we're putting a good end to the season and going and playing in the tournament and everything, and hopefully we'll be ended up in Hutchinson.
Todd Crow, congratulations on a successful year. This team wouldn't be here without you. Congratulations and on the victory tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Todd Crow. Ron, you played against this young man. How tough is he?
He's very tough, and Larry, it's something that you ought to know. Last year when I was coaching at Skyline, I was assigned to go out and scout Hillcrest where he was playing. And the thing that impressed me is that, you know, he made good moves inside. And not only did he make a good move, is when he didn't have a good move, he didn't force a bad shot. And see, he's got that nice high release where he can, just kind of lean on you and get that ball up high, kind of like John Buchert. They've got a nice high release, and it's a nice shot. It's not a little flat shot that we've seen so many players have. And as it turned out, the Skyline ends up playing Hillcrest for third and state, and Crow has a big game and beats Skyline, takes third and state. So I see him play, and I know what he can do. And he's not a bad City League ref either.
Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be back with the final statistics and Coach Ken Wagner after this.
Ah, yes, my little chickadee. Arby's new Philly beef and Swiss is just $1.89.
Yes, lean roast beef deliciously combined with zesty Swiss cheese, sautéed peppers and onions served on a poppy seed bun. The way to a person's stomach is through Arby's. They have a delicious variety. Everything from sausage and eggs to barbecued beef.
I'm in heaven. Arby's new Philly beef and Swiss, only $1.89.
Yes, indeed, you won't have to go to Philadelphia to get one. Buy it at Arby's, 717 South Bluff.
Jones Paint and Glass has a great selection of beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. If it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. So dress up your home exterior with the help of Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle. And now at Jones, there's a special sale on a large selection of exciting wallpaper. So remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Jones Paint and Glass, 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Ron, let's take a look, first of all, at the rebounds and turnovers in the ball game. Utah Tech made a game out of it with those perimeter shots.
That's right, and I don't have the final statistics, but I do know that Dixie probably doubled them in rebounds because it got to the point where Tech had to just kind of push the ball up the floor, take the first best shot they could get, and, you know, there wasn't usually anybody in rebound position. A couple of keys that really cost Tech the game is the beginning of the first second half. As you and I both know, they missed a couple of easy shots. Could have put them right back within 5 or 6 points. They didn't get those. Dixie comes back and explodes up to that 15-point lead, and then it was just a matter of, you know, controlling the ball and patience.
We have Coach Ken Wagner with us. Coach, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you now have your longest winning streak of the year, 6 games. Not too bad.
Well, good. We needed one right now.
Victory tonight against Utah Tech. Obviously, the team couldn't be quite as high as they were against Snow College, but they came out and did a job, especially in the first half. You just took it away from Utah Tech.
Well, I thought we played well, but in the second half, we had a chance to put them away, and we didn't do it, and we need that right now during the season. It could have been a little bit last night, but we missed some critical things, had some dumb turnovers, and didn't do some of the things that we needed to, but I was excited that they played as hard as they did because last night was a very emotional game.
Now, part of it was what we saw against CEU, hitting a lot of long outside shots. The opponent, it's tough to defend the 30-footer.
Well, it really is. And then the other thing is, in a zone, I think it's also hard to rebound because when they miss, they bounce further out. And so there are a lot of long rebounds. Now, if your guards get in there and get them, then you have a lot of fast break material or you box out well, and we weren't. And they were getting the second shot.
In the first half, Josh Bergen, a lot of key offensive rebounds. Lyndon DeYoung came off the bench, gave you a lot of rebounds again.
He did. Both of them did an excellent job, and I was pleased to see it.
And instant offense, John Buechert again for his second night in a row.
He really is. He can really shoot the ball when he takes his shot, and he did a great job tonight and then got in foul trouble. And Byron was in foul trouble at the same time. And when someone's in a zone like they were playing, we have a lot of trouble because they're probably our two most consistent outside shooters of the big people.
He shut down Alan Andrus tonight. Andrus missed some shots that he normally would hit, but it looked like he was hearing footsteps.
Well, I thought we put some good pressure. The guards were collapsing down on him, and he was really having to work to get his shot.
Going to the regionals, that's an accomplishment. Now you're hosting the regionals. That's what you really wanted all along.
It really is, and we're excited about that.
That's a tough way to get it, in through the back door and having to earn it extra hard after dropping 2 games to Utah Tech at the Snow.
It really is, but I guess any way you can get it.
Snow's got to be happy right now, too.
Well, I'm sure they are. It would have been a real sad thing for them just to have one shot after having to play on away from home the first night.
Let's talk a little bit. You have one more game on your schedule, SUSC JV Saturday night. What do you do? Obviously, the excitement's going to be about a week from Friday.
Well, we need to take some time off. These were two emotional-type games, and we probably won't even practice tomorrow. And Friday, it'll be a very short one, just doing some shooting and running, stretch out and go over some things.
What sort of things do you want to accomplish in the SUSC game? What sort of things do you want to do to set up that regional, your team for the region?
Well, we don't want to pick up any bad habits. We want to play good defense and give everyone a chance to play.
Tonight, you had a lot of stars again. Vitoy and Buechert, once again from that position, got a lot of points, but they also got some fouls.
They really did. I thought it was really, tonight was hard to pick out one player. It was more a combined effort. I don't think anyone had a super game, but a lot of people had good games.
Good victory, Coach. Congratulations on it, and congratulations on being able to host the region and a 6-game winning streak. That is not bad at all.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Coach Ken Wagner, the victorious coach tonight. Let's go through the final scoring totals. Utah Tech with the off the bench tonight, Willie Ferguson. Ferguson, a great shooter from Provo High School. 9 field goals, 7 of them in the second half, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, total of 19 points. Corey Woodhouse, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 2 points. Off the bench, Scott Mabee got a couple of good baskets, 4 points. Among the starters, Utah Tech didn't go as deep into their bench as they normally do. Stayed more with the 8 men. Mark Santiago, starting guard, had 4 field goals, hit 3 bombs in the second half. Cam Jarman fouled out of the game with 2 minutes left. Finished with 5 field goals, 5 for 7 from the free throw line, a total of 15 points. A real spark plug for Utah Tech, Jarman. Jim Wagstaff shot the ball a little bit better, hit a couple of baskets early, finished with a total of 6 points on 3 baskets. Lane Riggs was hot early and then was shut down partially because of foul trouble and partially because Dixie shadowed him wherever he went. Five field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Alan Andrus shut down significantly tonight. 4 field goals, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points for Alan Andrus. But they still got good balance. 4 men in double figures.